Hello.
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 Hi, David. This is
Yeah.
Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. I guess you're on West Coast time, right?
Yep, I'm on the West Coast time, and I really do apologize for getting back to you a bit late. I'm just caught up with a bit under the weather right now, so just having a bad throat and took time.
You're saying you're ill?
Yep, just a bit having a bit bad throat. That's it. So this is why I took a bit longer to reach out to you. I was just having
Well,
bad
I'm
medicine.
sorry. Are you able to work from home
No,
then?
it's completely fine. No, I am in the office. It's completely fine. I just personally wanted to get on call with you as well so that we can just clear out a few of the confusions and whatever the next draft is, that is all sorted. So just wanted to have a word with you on that. And I'm glad we could get connected.
Yes, email has its purpose, but it's not the most efficient.
Absolutely. There were a few changes and there were a few multiple emails. So the thread got a bit mixed up, which is why I personally wanted to get on call. And it's better for us as well to have a call, clear out all the confusion so that the next drop that you get, it has all the issues catered.
I have to admit that part of my problem is I'm unfamiliar with your process, and I
No,
do not know
I
if
have to be
you.
honest. I have to be honest with you as well. I do see that there were a few issues from the team's end as well. I did see that there were a few spacing issues which took place, which completely changed the direction of the way we were going. So everything was in process, in line, but it's just the formatting towards the end which caused a bit of confusion. So this is why I am on call, and I want to make sure that the next draft that you get, it has all the concerns catered while we are on the same call.
Well, let me tell you where I think we are.
Sure.
If you, I didn't do a diff difference or comparison with the previous documents, because what I discovered as the more time I spent with it is that someone had really done a hack job on the thing, and a lot of the type styles were new and changed, and for no good reason, as far as I could tell. But the person who was doing it was not familiar with Word, and did not know how to use styles, and so it was really just a hack job. And I got so goddamn pissed off that I decided to go through and, correct the errors, and just start over and forget the document that you had sent me, because I considered it to be a regression. And step backwards instead of a step forwards. So the last one that I sent you now, as far as I'm concerned, has accurate content and accurate type styles. But the one thing that it doesn't necessarily have is the final pagination, and that's because I don't know what your preferences are for doing that. I mean, people have different ideas as to what's appropriate or what's pretty, and I don't really care to get into that. As far as I'm concerned, the pagination that is in the last document I sent you is one that's automatic by Microsoft Word, and if for printing purposes you would prefer to change that, I don't have any objection. But of course, that would change all the page numbers in the document, and presumably you got somebody there who's familiar with Microsoft Word. That's not a problem, because they get automatically regenerated. So let me pull a document up here. I don't know if you're at a computer.
Yes, I am. I have the document in front of me as well.
Okay, hang on a second. I got to get mine up.
Sure.
Okay. Your table of contents has 42 pages.
Sure, just one quick second. Okay, just one quick second. Yep, the table of contents has 42 pages.
Yeah, okay, so I think you're looking at the same document I am.
Yep, I am reviewing the last document that you shared.
Yeah. Now I'm going to scroll down through the document and reference pages as we come to them. You know, as far as I'm concerned, none of this is a problem so far. But when we get to page 5, the bottom of page 5, you see that it spills into page 6.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
I see that.
Where Angela Codavia is on page 6 instead of on page 5. Now, I don't necessarily know if that's a problem for you. It certainly doesn't look elegant, and if there's some way to remove it, I guess you might opt for that. But I'm not sure how the best way to do that.
Yep, I think there's one more thing that we can discuss. This might increase the page count as well, but I think that will give the book a more professional look as well. For example, if we look at the table of content, we do see the subheadings as well. For example, background, when will they ever learn? And if we move towards the next part, for example, if you go on page 3 where it says, a godless religion based on the raving of a madman. So if I believe in my expertise, I think we can start all such subheadings with a new page to give the book a more crisp look. Instead of everything jumbled up and starting from the same page, I think this is how we can assign and align our paragraphs.
Yes,
that's
the reason I didn't get into that is because I know from experience that you change one part of it and you might change a lot of it. You know, it kind of ripples through the document. And so it's a bit of trial and error, I think, involved because, you don't necessarily want pages with, one sentence at the top and nothing else on the page either. I mean, you'd like to minimize the number of those, I think, right? Are you having trouble hearing me? Hello?
Am I audible?
Yes, I can hear
Hello?
You. Can you hear me?
Yep. Can I hear
hear
you. I think there was... Yep, I can. I think there was a bit of distortion. Yep. So I was saying was, I think, for example, if any of the subchapter only has a limited pages or a limited line or a limited paragraph, I think then the spacing won't be an issue. But going forward with having a sub... heading with a new paragraph, a new page, that is going to give your book a more crisp and a more clean look. So I think that is one thing that we can work on to make it a more clean look instead of the chapter or the next subheading starting from the very same page the previous chapter is ending on.
That shouldn't happen. I don't do that, as a matter of fact. So I don't know how that could happen. I think all the chapters start on separate pages. They should. That was my intent, and I think that was the original. But depends on what you think is a chapter, because the chapter headings should be centered. The subchapter headings are not centered.
Yep, I'm talking about the subchapters heading. So if that is just my proposal, I think we can start the subchapters heading with the next page as well to give it a more crisp look. But if you wish to have it the same way, that would work as well. So that is just one of my points that I want to make.
Hang on a second. The beauty of this modern technology is that we can both see the same thing. And basically, I don't want to make assumptions, rash assumptions, without first looking.
Sure.
I'm beginning to understand what you said. the first time I run into this subchapter heading is a godless religion, I think, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you see that it's starting from the same page where the previous paragraph is ending?
Yes, of course. And that's deliberate, okay, because like I said, I only started a new page with a full chapter, not a subchapter. But if you want to do it on subchapter headings, assuming that that doesn't create additional problems, hopefully it won't, but you know, I have to be convinced by actually seeing what develops, because you know, Word does this automatically, and I can't anticipate it without seeing it. I think you would add quite a few pages, wouldn't you? Half a dozen or so?
Yes, that is going to add some pages, but that is going to give the book a more clean look. So that is something that we can work on, but that is totally your call as well. That's your preference.
Well,
that was just one of my opinions.
The table of contents treats the subchapter headings differently than the chapter headings, and so if you you know, start each of them on a new page, they look a lot like chapters, except they don't have the same heading. They don't have the same style, and I don't want them to appear to be separate chapters.
Okay, then that's perfectly fine. That's perfect.
The table of contents would be totally different if we change the styles. And if we don't change the styles, then we will have something that is confusing to the reader, I think, because you'll have, you know, subchapters that look like chapters, except for the heading will be slightly different.
That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. We'll go ahead the same way in that case.
Well, I mean, I'd like the table of contents to look very much like it does. As long as that's the case, I think the chapter headings and the subchapter headings should be different. And type font is one thing, but pagination is another. And chapters definitely should start on a new page, but subchapters, I don't see the reason for it.
Okay, perfect. That's perfectly fine. The reason for me bringing this topic into the same call was to make sure that we discuss everything that is possible so that when you get the next draft, we have all these things covered. So perfectly fine. We're on the same page right now that the subchapters are going to be as they are, and they're going to resume on the same page.
I hear you, but we haven't discussed what's really important to me, and that is that we don't have pages with dangling bits of narrative if we can avoid it. Let's see where we have in a case like that. Well, I just showed you at the bottom of page 5, we have that insert, which is actually overlapping into page 6. And if there's some way to avoid that, I would like to do it.
Just give me one second. I'm navigating page 5 as well.
I don't know who it was in your organization that did it, but the person who was hacking on the table, which I admit created the problem. I originally had it in landscape view, and of course you can't print it that way. So you had to put it in, you know, the portrait view, and in the process it overlapped into a second page. So that took some work to get that table cleaned up so it would fit on one page. And then I saw that whoever, again, was hacking on this thing had changed the type font to size 11 from a size 10 in the table, but nowhere else. And you know, it's hard to detect because it didn't create a new style. It just changed the size, which, of course, you can do. Once I noticed that it had been changed to a size 11, I realized that was creating the problem because it was overflowing into another page. So I reduced it to 10, like everything else in the document. And then it fit with room to spare. And so I, being it was the table, and therefore a unique object in the book, I increased the font size to 10.5. So if you look at the table now, with electronic type, you can use half sizes, and I assume your printing can accommodate that. So if I go to table one now, and you look at the size of the type, it's all, well, the aerial heading is 12, but and the subhead is 10, but the text in the table, starting with most citizens, all the way to the bottom is 10.5. And it's unnoticeable to the naked eye. Most people wouldn't even notice that the sizes were different. But 10.5 makes it fill out the page nicely and not have extra space at the bottom, because otherwise that subheading, governing through fear and intimidation, could move up onto page 23, which you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say I don't want people hacking on this, because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They can really destroy a lot in a short time without knowing it. And that really pisses me off, because your people ought to be more competent than that. And they ought to damn well know better.
Absolutely. So 10 would be the perfect size, correct?
Well, no, I think 10.5 is fine, unless you have a problem printing that.
10.5, perfect. Nope, perfect.
I mean,
perfectly fine.
That's what it is now, if you look at it. You can't tell a difference in naked eye. I mean, you look at it, you don't know that that's 10.5, could be 10. But if you make it 10, it shrinks the whole damn table. That's the way things work.
The table 11, while the normal text
Is all 10.